Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want to give you an opportunity. Very, very good friend who does wonderful work. The executive director of Catholic Charities is Susan Rauscher. She's with us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody on this snowy morning?
You know, every day presents new challenges, but today also presents an opportunity. And we mentioned Giving Tuesday, and I think it's important people understand a couple of things. What's really important is Catholic Charities, just because it says Catholic Charities doesn't mean that you don't reach everybody who's in need around the region.
Absolutely correct. So only about 18 to 20% of the people we serve every year are Catholic. So 80% of the people coming through our door or anybody coming through our door should just feel very welcome, because it doesn't matter what your background is or where you're coming from or even what problem you're carrying. We're standing ready to help.
And Susan, when Catholic Charities gets involved, what kinds of organizations or what kind of help is Catholic Charities providing? We hear the commercials and we know you do great things in the community, but what exactly are you working on?
So we've got a really broad list of programs, and I don't want to tie up everybody's time, but it's everything from providing shelter to providing immediate needs, counseling, therapy, on sliding scale fee, just trying to make solutions accessible for people. I think right now our biggest need, particularly during the pandemic, we see a huge increased number of calls coming through, is that emergency basic needs, and then trying to help people find that path to greater stability. So I can tell you that just one of our workers alone since last January has fielded 3,000 calls, just that one worker. So it gives you some sense of the workload. We typically can do about capacity, usually sits about 20,000 individuals for 100,000 acts of service. Last 2 years, it's been 27,000 and 25,000 people respectively. We've almost doubled. We usually spend about $1 million on direct assistance for clients. Last year, we were at a little over 1.8 million, so almost doubled that number. Working as fast as we can to get as many solutions out as we possibly can. And of course, we need people to help us do that. You know, we need the resources to make all that happen.
And that's an opportunity today. And I know that you need two things. One, the donations are what fuel your ability to do what you do every day. But also, you need more people at times. How can someone volunteer or become, and there are so many people we know who are extraordinarily generous in this region who would be willing to help.
Oh, absolutely. So there's a really easy way to volunteer and jump in and help us on our website. You can both donate and volunteer there. And the volunteer opportunities huge this time of year, because we're getting into winter warming station time, and all these people with basic needs. We do a lot of at-home deliveries, particularly for our moms with infants. So we've got a lot of volunteer opportunities for people who can give us, you know, a couple of hours and just help significantly, ramps up and makes our work exponentially easier to do, and we can get a much farther reach.
As you seek volunteers to help further that reach, and as you do good deeds throughout the entire region, is there just one central office for Catholic Charities, or are there satellites throughout the diocese?
Yeah, so we have 10 different sites. We are actually in the six counties of the Diocese of Pittsburgh, so from Butler all the way down to Greene. Each of those counties has its own separate office. We have a residence for older homeless men here in Allegheny County. We're the area agency on aging in Lawrence County. Of course, doing all of our programming across all six counties. Again, go on our website if you need help. They've made it super easy for you. Click on the Get Help, and it'll direct you to the right office and the right program to get what you're looking for.
Executive Director is Susan Rauscher. So Catholic Charity's been around for 110 years, and I know that one of the big issues was health care. How long has it been since you've had the center in downtown Pittsburgh where you've been able to provide people who don't have resources to get health care that they desperately need?
Yeah, that access to health care. We opened in November of 2007. Feels like yesterday, but in fact, it's got this very nice legacy now, providing free medical care, free dental care. We do ophthalmology. We have a partner coming in to do some hearing stuff for our people and a whole list of specialties as well as physical therapy. So you can see, since we opened part-time in November, it grew to full-time 2 months later, and we're still off the charts with all the needs and providing that access. And, of course, it's the people of Pittsburgh stepping up, because that's a volunteer in medicine program, so most of our providers are volunteers.
And the website is ccpgh.org, ccpgh.org. So if somebody wants to make a donation, do they go to ccpgh.org, or is there a different way that you want to do it so it can get matched today?
Well, so there's a link right on our cover page of our website for, for the Giving Tuesday. They give big website, and you can click right on that. It'll take you right where you need to be to get the match.
ccpgh.org/freshstart. Try to help your neighbors get a fresh start in and under the cloak of COVID, which has been so challenging for organizations who are doing the great work that you're doing every day. Susan, thank all of your volunteers for us too. We appreciate your efforts.
Thank you guys so much, and it's nice to be able to highlight the volunteers and the staff and all the hard work.
You got to keep up the great work. God bless. Thank you.
God bless you guys.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.